Good evening, everyone. 小朋友们晚上好，我是 Luna。 今天我们继续阅读一个来自爱尔兰的传说， Finn McCool and the Giant's Causeway。 Finn McCool 和海上的巨人栈桥。上一次我们阅读了故事的第一部分的内容，你们还记得吗？爱尔兰的巨人 Finn 和苏格兰的巨人 Angus决定要大战一场，他们用巨大的岩石在海上搭了一条通道。但是当他们俩越来越近的时候， Finn 却有些害怕了，他跑回家向自己的太太 Una 求助。 Una 是一位非常聪明的太太，她听了事情的经过以后，就让 Finn 打扮成婴儿躺在自己家里的浴缸里。他要做什么呢？难道他可以帮助 Finn 打败 Angus 吗？我们一起来阅读今天的故事吧。 Chapter 2， 第二章。 Are you a friend of Finn's? Una asked.
No, snarled Angus.
I've come to show him that I'm stronger than he is.
Really? said Una. A little fellow like you?
Little? said Angus crossly. I'm the biggest giant there is.
巨人 Angus 找上了门来。Una 去给他开了门。Una 问他，你是 Finn 的朋友吗？
Angus 说，不是的，我是来告诉他我比他更强壮。
Una 笑着说，真的吗？就凭你这个小个子？
小个子？
Angus 听了非常的生气，他说，
我是全世界最高大的巨人。
Una smiledI don't mean to be rude, she said, but you're hardly bigger than Finn's baby. And she nodded at the cot where Finn lay staring up with wide, nervous eyes.
Goo goo,
said Finn.
Angus looked at the cot.
My, he said.What a big baby!
Not really, Una said. Not when you think how big his daddy is.
Una 笑着回答他说，我不想让自己听上去很没礼貌。不过，你真的只和 Finn 的宝宝差不多大。他一边说着，一边向浴缸那边点了点头，在那里Finn 装成宝宝，紧张地瞪着两只大眼睛。Angus 看到了他，惊叹了一声，
天哪，这么大的宝宝。
这不算什么， Una 又笑了，现在你可以想象他的爸爸有多高大了吧。
Now Angus began to worry. If Finn's babywas so big, Finn must be much bigger.
Still, he said, Finn may be big, but he can't be as strong as I am.
现在 Angus 有一点担心了，如果 Finn 的宝宝都这么大， Finn 自己该有多高大呀。可是他却还是倔强地说，
就算这样， Finn 也许很高大，但是他肯定没有我强壮。
I'm glad to hear it, said Una. I have a job that needs doing. If you're stronger than Finn is, you'll find it easy.
I'm sure I will, said Angus.
I'm glad to hear it, Una said. I'd like you to turn the house around.
Angus stared.
Turn the house around?
He said.
Why, yes, said Una. Fing always turns the house around at this time of the day. I like the sun to shine in the door.
很高兴听到你能这样说。Una 说，正好我有件事情需要帮忙。如果你比 Fing 还要强壮的话，你会很容易做到的。
我敢肯定我很容易就能办到。
Angus 说。太好了 ,Una 说。我希望你能帮我把这个房子转一个边。Angus 瞪大了眼睛。
把房子转一边？
他问道。对呀，怎么了？ Una 说。Finn 总是在每天的这个时候把房子转一个边。我喜欢阳光晒到我的门口。
Angus gasped. He went outside and took hold of the house. Then he heaved and heaved and heaved. And very slowly, he turned the house around.
不服输的 Angus 深深吸了一口气，他走到屋子外面，用两只手抱着屋子的两面墙，他努力地举啊，举啊，举啊。慢慢的，他真的把房子转了一个边。
In his court, Finn felt the house move. He put his thumb in his mouth and sucked it, worrying. Angus must be very strong to do such a thing.
在屋子里面，假装成宝宝的 Finn 躺在浴缸里，他不自觉地把大拇指放在了嘴里，非常的担心。他心里想，Angus 居然能真的把房子转一边，他该有多强壮啊。
At last, Angus finished turning the house. There, he said proudly.
最后 Angus 成功地把房子转了一个边，太阳能照到了门口。
成功了，
他骄傲地说。
Well done, said Una. Finn can do it much faster than that, mind you.
Angus' face fell. But that wasn't bad for such a little fellow. Una went on. You must be tired now. Come in and have a snack.
干得不错， Una 表扬他道。不过我要提醒你，Finn 可以又快又轻松地做到。 Angus 的脸色突然又变差了，但是对一个像你一样的小个子来说已经很不错了。 Una 又继续说，你一定累坏了，进来吃点点心吧。好啦，故事的第二部分我们今天就阅读到这里。 Finn 的太太 Una真是一位足智多谋的太太，她用了两个小小的计谋，让原来很骄傲的 Angus 突然担心起来。她用了哪两件事情来迷惑 Angus 呢？你们还记得吗？把你们的答案留言给 Luna 吧，我们下一期再继续阅读巨人的故事。
Good night and sweet dreams!